بیان قرآن و به عرب بلد و امحاتی و دبیر و شنک معلم و شنک
المانی There is a sefer that's called Kli Mahazik Berakha. This sefer was written by Rabbi Yisrael Najara, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha. The sefer is a likut, a gathering of statements to strengthen a person with his kavana in Birkat HaMazon. Kli Mahazik Berakha. Over there, he relates a very, very important ma'aseh, a story that happened. It seems it wasn't with him, but he's relating the story with a tzaddik, that somebody visited a tzaddik, and the tzaddik fed him. And then they made Birkat HaMazon. And the fellow made the Birkat HaMazon rather quickly. And then when he got to the Beracha, where you bless the Baal HaBayit, of course he said it out loud. Which is the proper derech eretz. You want the Baal HaBayit to hear that you're gracious, that he gave you a seudah. He said everything slowly and out loud with a lot of fervor. After he finished the Birkat HaMazon, the tzaddik told them, you know, you caused a lot of tza'ar to the Shekhinah. You caused a lot of anguish to the Shekhinah. So how did I cause anguish? He says, when it came to thanking me, you said it very slow, you said it out loud, and you did it with a lot of kavanah. However, when you were thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first four berachot, you said it very quickly, and you mumbled it, and you put the kavod of the human being in front of the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, this Birkat HaMazon was a liability against you. And here you see a great musab, that we shouldn't make the Birkat Ba'al HaBayit greater than the Birkat of the Baal HaBayit of the world. And therefore, if you're going to say the Birkat Baal HaBayit out loud and slow, which it should be done, so Kal Vachomer ben Benosh Kal Vachomer, the first four Birachot should be said slowly as well. Today we discuss a case where a person ate, the Gaon Ya'abet said that there's certain Pesukim that have more mazal than others. Even a Pasuk needs a mazal. And he said that the words ve'achalta ve'sabarta have a lot of mazal. People always eat and people always get full. However, uberachta is not as lucky as the first two. When it comes to making Birkat HaMazon, a lot of times the people are not as diligent as they were in ve'achalta ve'sabarta. Well, they ate with kavanah and they got satiated with kavanah, but uberachta is less mazal oriented than the first two. Anyway, we're talking about a case here where a person ate and on purpose, bimezid, he went to a different place to make Birkat HaMazon in a different place. Bimezid, he knew he was supposed to make the beracha over here, but he said, nonetheless, I'm going to the other place. Now, you know, it's clear according to all the poskim that in that case, you'd have to go back to where you were. It's one thing if you made a mistake, but if you did it on purpose, the halakha says you must go back to the original place. Well, this person didn't follow that halakha, and he made the Birkat HaMazon in the place that he was. So again, he did it on purpose. He should have went back. He didn't listen to that either. What is the status of that Birkat HaMazon? To our shock, there's a rabbi called the Rosh Rabbeinu Asher, and he says that since he was supposed to go back and he didn't, that Birkat HaMazon is invalid, and therefore he has to go back and make the Birkat HaMazon again. However, Harambam argued, and Harambam said, well, he did wrong, but the Birkat HaMazon nonetheless is still valid. Maran is posek, clearly like the Rambam. So therefore, even though he shouldn't have gone and made the Birkat HaMazon, but if he did, then the Birkat HaMazon counts b'di'avad. However, there is one case, even if a person went b'mezid to a different place, that we tell him, make the Birkat HaMazon where you are. And even the Rosh would agree that he should make the Birkat HaMazon where he is. And what's the example? Let's say a person went to a place, and now if you're going to tell him to go back, by the time he goes back, it's going to pass the time of ikul, which means for Birkat HaMazon, you can only make it when you're still full, when you're still satisfied. But if the food becomes digested, then already you lose the Birkat HaMazon. So therefore, if you're going to tell the guy, go back, Now let's say he has to travel an hour back to where he was, and by the time he's going to get back, he's hungry again. So therefore he'll lose the Birkat HaMazon. Nobody says that you should lose the Birkat HaMazon for this. They're just saying it's better to make the Birkat HaMazon in the original place so long as it still applies. So therefore that's a trivia case. A case where a guy went b'mezid, and we tell him, make the Birkat HaMazon where you are and not to go back. That would be the example where by going back, a digestion would take place, and therefore he would lose the Birkat HaMazon in totality.